broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Big Boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Man, welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Man, I totally fucked that up.
I'm going to start joining you in the, oh, yeah, man. That sounded fucking good.
That was nice.
We harmonized pretty good, man.
Harmonize? Horny-nize?
No.
That means when gay-nize?
That means when you're horny, bro.
No. Man.
When you both have hornies, when you both have boners.
You both have hornies.
When you both have hornies.
Shit. Man, I hate you guys.
Why? What's that?
Because you guys are making me fucking record while the Dodgers fucking game is on right now.
Because we didn't want the Dodgers to lose, so we need to make you not watch it.
Anytime you watch a game, you bring bad luck to the team, bro.
Watch.
Yes.
No.
The last time you were there live, it brought the worst luck to the Dodgers.
No, it wasn't that bad, actually.
It was pretty bad.
It was in the game where they lost fucking 10 to nothing or whatever. No. They lost 6-5.
Yeah, but they had to come back at the end. That's what that, when you turned your back, all of a sudden the Dodgers hit a home run.
But you know what? I'd rather lose 6-5 than
lose 8-1 or 2.
To me, it doesn't fucking matter. You lose by one, you lose by 10, you're still a loser.
No, but I'm saying that's a worse loss, like, because it's like you could have won, where it's like if you get blown out, it's like, oh, well, yeah, we didn't have a chance.
We had a chance up until the end of the fucking, you know, the end of the game, obviously.
I understand.
But they fucked it up.
Yeah, so, you know, as Jericho was saying, I was at the Dodgers game in San Diego, this game three in San Diego, where they lost 5-6.
Yeah.
But after they lost, I was like, you know what? The Dodgers got this shit. And I said, you know what? The Padres are not scoring another run in this series.
You did not say that.
You called it?
You didn't say I called it.
No, there's no way.
I called it.
No.
Hey, I swear to Jesus, I called it.
Okay.
So you don't even believe in Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
I was going to let that one go, but.
That's why I said Jesus, not God.
Let me tell you guys something, though. This is a little bit of baseball, like kind of like a profound message.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I don't care if you win 10-0 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday's home runs don't win today's games. Does that make sense to you?
They don't?
No, they don't.
they should carry over.
They don't carry over. Imagine. So like every day is a new day. So whenever you go out, if yesterday was a bad day, just, you know, go to sleep, regroup, and tomorrow will be a better day.
So wait. So if I have a surplus of runs, you mean I can't roll them over?
Never, really? Bro. Not in baseball. Not in life.
Well, in soccer you can do that.
No. Okay, but that's a different thing. That's only in the finals, though.
No, it's in the playoffs. Not finals.
Well, in the playoffs, whatever.
The finals is only one game, bro. Get your shit straight, bro.
I don't watch soccer, bro. I'm an American, damn it.
America.
He's like, that's why he called it soccer.
I know, exactly. Instead of football.
Football.
But, I mean, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, in life you can't carry the win from the day before. Unless you win the lotto, then you can carry that shit forever, you know? Unless you fucking are terrible in finances and shit.
Well, right. But let's think about it this way, too. Let's say yesterday you had a great meal, right?
Uh-huh.
The next day, you're going to have to eat another meal. And if it's not great, are you going to be satisfied? I don't think so.
Probably not, bro.
It carries over in a lot of things in life.
You're right. You know what? You're making so much sense right
I
now,
am,
bro.
Is man.
It, all of a sudden, you're talking food. He's like, oh, now I get it.
You know what? Because I'm in this fucking, you know, I'm back in the mode of fucking getting back in the gym, fucking working out again. I've been slacking off, you know?
Summer came and went. Right.
So, you know, it's time
we're building the winter body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? But I don't like that because then I'm like, I'm all big in the winter and shit. And I still run hot. So yesterday, I fucking made myself a fucking avocado toast for lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was like, how the fuck am I going to top this tomorrow, man?
There you go.
You know how I topped it?
How?
With a tuna melt fucking toast with arugula fucking leaves.
Arugula,
wow. Arugula, man. Uh-huh. For those of you that aren't sophisticated enough, it's like the champagne of lettuce.
The champagne of lettuce. Wow.
Wow. Arugula. Have you guys ever had arugula?
Never, bro.
I don't think I have.
You never had arugula?
No, I'm not fancy, bro.
I think I've heard of, well, I've heard of it.
Heard of it.
I don't think I've had
but
it.
I've only heard of it on like the new Housewives of New Jersey or something.
Oh, that's what I was watching. Hey, if you haven't tried arugula, try that shit. It's fucking good. It's like a leafy green fucking vegetable. Mm-hmm. Or leafy green. It's a little bit sour, but it gives the fucking food a different type of flavor. It's okay. Fucking delicious.
Nice.
You can eat that shit with it in your salad. You can eat that shit with fucking, like I said, avocado toast, with your sandwiches, with my fucking tuna melt today. I had that shit with the tuna melt. Fucking delicious.
You know what trips me out about plants? Like, how did people discover what was edible and what wasn't?
I know, bro.
Well, you have a line of people, and as they're eating, and if you don't die, you continue to the next plant.
He said, okay, number two?
All right.
Like, no.
Because, I mean, that's really the case with fucking mushrooms.
Yeah.
How do you fucking know which mushroom is gonna kill you,
right?
Which mushroom is going to give you nutrition, and which one's going to give you that fucking that high, that fucking,
right,
you know.
Because after they probably picked the poison mushroom, mm-hmm, do you think that anybody wanted to try the other mushrooms? I don't think so, bro. They were like, you know what? Bill died eating the other mushroom. I'm good.
or I wonder, like, when they were smart enough to try it on animals, right?
Oh.
Maybe?
Yeah. Oh, you're sick, bro.
Wait, what? You guys rather kill people?
I don't know, man.
But remember, domestication didn't come till after.
Ah, that's true. Uh-huh.
So it was the early humans that had to try it on themselves first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They had to watch them, too. Right. Like, basically, they gave them mushrooms, right?
Right.
And then they had to watch them for, like, a day or two to see if he got sick and died.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy, right? Like, you follow him around with a clipboard and shit.
And then you had to find out, you know, okay, he's not dying, but he's, like, having a good time. Like, he's, like, fucking partying.
He's loving. or like the other thing, like licking a fucking toad.
The fucking toad.
No,
yeah.
Why frog. Would you lick a fucking frog?
Because it gets you high as fuck.
I know, but the first person that did it.
That did it, right?
He didn't know.
He was like, fuck.
He's like, fuck, I'm hungry. Hey, you know, this shit didn't fill me up. And, oh, man.
Hey, the guy that licked the frog, uh-huh, right, and got high, uh-huh, do you think that he continued to lick animals? Like, throughout his whole life, to find another animal that he can lick to get high?
You know what? I think I would be that guy.
Right.
And I'd be like, you know what?
I'm gonna experiment.
Yeah, yeah. Is it just frogs? Is it just toads?
But see, and then what do you lick? Right.
Well, that's the thing, because with a frog, it's like they don't have hair or anything.
They're kind of slimy,
kinda
right?
Kind of slimy. Yeah.
Right. So
like, do you only look for animals with that kind of consistency? And
well, no. You got to lick anything that's slimy, if you think about it. Come on. There's a lot of things that are slimy on animals.
You're so nasty.
I'm just saying, bro. You said it.
I'm going to lick anything, but I won't lick that.
Wait. What?
That.
What's that?
What you talking about?
Okay.
Shit. We don't even have to say it. Fuck that shit.
It's too early in the episode.
I know. We just started, damn it. He already wants to talk about fucking licking dicks and shit.
I didn't say that.
That's where you were going.
Damn you, Jared.
I know. Man.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, I want to start the show off by saying fuck all you guys.
The fuck?
Not you, Mictorious.
Oh, okay. Just Barlow's.
This side of the room. And of course, and then I'll point all the way to South Central, which is basically also. Fuck also right now, too.
Fuck that guy, too, man.
But you don't even know why.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to top that shit. Fuck fucking Showmar, too.
Oh, but he didn't talk shit about Mictorious and the way he dressed. Did he?
Oh, what the fuck are you going back like fucking 4 weeks?
Yes, I am, man.
What?
I'm going to tell everyone right now.
What happened?
That you guys need to take all your comments back about the way Mictorious dressed.
Why?
I own a suit.
This past weekend, uh-huh, I had the pleasure of taking in this tall drink of water that is called Victorious.
Okay.
He was wearing a suit.
All right.
With some dope ass shoes.
Was it a skinny suit or was it like a fucking wide leg suit?
It was a fucking regular modern suit.
Not skinny jeans or anything like skinny. Like they weren't like. My legs were able to breathe.
So they were slim fit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
and
right.
You got to remember, this guy is like 6'8". So, I mean, he's just
fucking
like,
6'1".
He's what? What are
three,
we talking?
Three.
And I fool. Stop giving him inches. Hey. I mean, he's already a fucking big dick. Come on.
Now he's got to be tall, too.
I know. What the hell?
This man had the whole party mesmerized, man.
Bullshit.
Oh, for real, yeah.
There were only like four people at the party?
hey, still, man. Hey, four people. That's you know more what? Listeners than we
Fuck
got.
It. Show me the picture.
I do have pictures, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, show me the picture later.
And then this man was smart enough to showcase his skills, and he was out on the dance floor with his daughters.
Oh, okay.
And he got not only did he get the he's a good daddy vote,
uh-huh, yeah, and uh-huh, the cougar attention.
Uh-huh. And the cougar attention. Holy
oh,
shit.
Oh, best twerk of the night or what?
You know, man.
Man, he stole the show last night. Bro. Well, not last night.
Well,
this
on Saturday,
weekend.
Saturday.
On Saturday. And I was like, man, if the boys could see Victorious now, man, you guys will take all that shit
back. Just having
a
good time,
but that's like once every 5 years, bro.
Yeah.
It don't matter. I'm just saying he cleans up nice.
It's in there.
Let him out a little bit more.
Let him out?
Yeah, man.
Man, I wanted to take off my suit. I was like, man, I can't fucking stand. I don't stand a chance next to this man.
Holy shit, dude.
Man, I try, but.
Well, I guess I missed out. What the fuck was I doing? Sure. Why was I there?
I don't know.
I think you weren't invited.
What the hell?
Maybe, huh?
Oh, that's right, because.
She didn't invite a lot of people.
Because the brother doesn't like him.
Oh.
Again.
Wait, there's a brother that doesn't like. Oh,
well, yeah.
Oh,
fucking.
Yep.
Rhino man.
Yeah.
Rhino man.
Nipple piercing man.
Right.
Yeah. Code name nipples.
Yeah. Oh. Nipples. There you go. Yeah. Well, whatever. You know. People don't like me. You know. It's okay.
No, it's not okay. But I don't. That's not okay.
What do you mean? It's not okay.
No.
It is okay.
No, it's not okay.
It's
man.
Okay if I don't give a shit, right?
Well, yeah. No, it is okay that you don't give a shit.
See,
yeah. But I think a little bit you should wonder sometimes. Like, I wonder why they don't like me.
I know why he doesn't like me. It's because I don't fucking conform to his fucking, to what he believes I should be, you know? So
I think that's part of it.
We're always,
sure,
we've
yeah.
always been opposite of everything that he believes in. Mm-hmm. I've always been complete opposite of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's politics, mm-hmm. the way I live my life, mm-hmm. just everything else, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's a big part.
And we're cordial to each other. We're civil with each other. We're one person. Now that we're a little older.
Right.
You know, now, you know, yeah, we're cordial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And that started happening in your 30s.
Yeah, you know, like so. You know, about five years ago.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm 35.
Right.
Dude,
right.
My birthday's coming up.
No way.
God damn.
Are you going to be 36?
I'm going to be 36.
Son of a bitch.
36.
Wow.
Damn, you're actually aging.
I'm aging. Wow. I'm moving. I'm in my latter stages of 35, bro.
Wow. 30, is that 30. Is that called the midlife? Like when you're 36, or is that happen later on in the year?
No, I think the midlife is when you're like, you know, turning 46 or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, that's midlife.
Midlife.
That is midlife.
Holy
now.
Fuck. So does that mean that I have to get a Porsche?
A Porsche?
I mean, fuck, midlife prices, right?
Oh, wait. Clapping for Muncie, who just hit a home run
okay.
right now.
Single home run, baby.
No one.
It's a solo home run. Pendejo.
A single
solo.
It's same shit.
No, it's not.
It's not. What's a solo versus a single?
A single.
It's just a correct way to say it, but it means the same thing.
No,
it doesn't.
The fuck.
What's a single home run?
It's never said.
There is
that
a
way.
Single home run.
No, I know it's never said that way,
but it's
just,
yeah.
The
I
correct way
saying.
To say it is solo.
Solo home run.
Yeah. But I said single, but it means the same thing. But it's solo is the correct way to say it. Yes.
So going back
exactly.
To you know what? You can't argue with fucking
with logic
with nonsense. You can't argue with fucking.
It's like, yeah, that's what I said.
Man,
so
So what were we talking about? I forget.
I forgot.
I don't know.
But yeah, so it was an amazing party.
It was a lot of fun.
It was fun. It was a small party. I thought it was going to be a lot bigger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but no, it wasn't that big.
Right. I'm happy to see that people don't go crazy over these little events. And there, I'm sorry, it's not little. Quinceañera is a big transformational moment for the young lady.
Yeah.
But you've seen where they go nuts, man.
Hell yeah. And fucking $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah. It's like a fucking wedding almost.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I not that I get upset, but it feels as if, like, all right, this is overdoing a little bit only because, you know, that money could be better spent on other things.
Fucking trips or getting her a car or starting a fucking account or, you know, savings.
And it looked like everyone had a great time.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely fun.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sad I missed the speeches because my youngest daughter, she wanted to be outside, so I was outside with her.
Oh, okay.
So I missed the speeches, but it was, like, funny because when I came back in, Jericho was telling me that because she had, like, her little high school friends there, and I guess they saw that people were crying, and they were all trying to top each other, and they started crying, and it's like, that bitch is fake crying. Like, it's not even real, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and,
shit.
Yeah. Nah, so sometimes the speeches are funny, but. Yeah, but it was just funny to see and watch them trying to, like, top each other and shit. Okay.
You know what was the funniest thing? And McTorius had to fucking put me up on game. You know what I mean?
Put me up on game.
Is that how you say it?
On game. On game.
Is that how you say it?
You thought all of a sudden you turned into a black guy?
You know, yeah, I had to.
A 60-year-old black guy.
I had to because I got to sound hip, right?
Put me up on game.
Put me up on game. Listen, there were these girls. Like, it was like 10 of them or 6, 8 of them. I don't know what the fuck it was. They started a dance, and all of a sudden, like, the music will start, and one girl will start moving, and the rest would kind of, like, try to move, and then they will stop.
Mm-hmm.
They did that shit, like, 8 times. Right? Am I over-exaggerating?
Yeah, it was probably about 5 minutes.
Was that, like, green light, red light shit? Type of shit?
It was weird, bro.
It was weird. And I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Uh-huh.
And then McTorius is like, no. They're messing up on purpose, bro. That way, when they do it right, You are gonna be like, yeah, you're gonna blow up.
They finally got it right.
That's amazing. Everybody's the crowd is gonna explode, and they finally got it right.
And Jericho's like, and I exploded.
And I exploded.
No one fucking batted an eye, bro. It was just like, okay, you got it right. Awesome.
Nobody cared.
No one cared, bro. But this is the thing that these kids want to create drama.
Uh-huh. Right.
So they can feel as if, like, yes, people fucking love what we're doing. But no one gave a fuck. They're just dancing just to dance because we were just, you know, it was little kids dancing, man. We were just like, get it over with. Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask. Was it open bar? Yes.
It was.
Fuck.
And we had a bunch of fucking shots, bro.
Damn.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
I missed out.
You did. You could have crashed, bro.
I could have. Damn it. And I would have died.
What the fuck? Stupid.
This is Ramon.
Stabs.
Fernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey, fellas, I want to start off with a...
You know what I want to start off with?
What?
With a fucking rant.
Oh, God.
Because I was told by a little birdie that apparently you motherfuckers want to kill me. Instead of fucking serving
No one wants to kill you.
Instead of serving your fucking house arrest, you motherfuckers decided that amongst the three of you that I deserve to die.
This was an also question last week.
Yeah.
And it wasn't personal, bro. It was a hypothetical.
And we only used you because you weren't here. that was it. If you were here, we probably would have used Shomar.
I for sure would have used Shomar. But no, man. He said someone close to you. I'm not fucking close to you.
You are close to us.
He didn't say close proximity.
Oh, okay, because you're like 3 feet away from me right now.
God damn it. Man, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I think
serve your fucking house arrest.
No, well, no way.
Shit.
Come on, bro. It'll get fucking boring, man.
A life
sentence at home. You can't ever leave. Maybe for a doctor's appointment.
In your current home or is it?
Okay. I asked. See, and it has to be our current home.
Right. And Jericho, I think Jericho had the best idea, man. I don't know if they told you about it, but because I know you didn't listen to the episode. But
I did not.
But but he said that he would kill you with poison pussy.
I did. See, I was trying to be nice to you, bro.
How quickly would it kill me?
No. It will take a while.
It would be slow. Oh,
it'll take
a
long time. And I would tell you that it's poison pussy.
So but, at that point, you killed yourself. Like, you made the choice to get pussy, and I'm just going to die slowly.
I would know that you wouldn't care because it's pussy. It's just, you know, it's poison.
And then Jericho wasn't going to be able to leave his house until you die.
Yeah.
But wait. So I – wait. That's insane.
No, it's not insane. It's
what
not.
Do you mean?
It's not insane.
So I decided to kill myself.
Well, not in those words. But sure.
Well, I decided to end my life.
No, tampoco.
Well, you decided to.
I decided to eat some fucking poison pussy.
Yes. Because it was so good.
Because
bro.
It was available.
It was available.
Was it Ana de Armas?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
See,
I'll take it.
There you go. See,
I mean, if it was Ana de Armas. And
it was going to be a long
It was
going to
be
period.
A drawn out like process. Like it wasn't going to be like 2-3 times.
Yeah. Oh, like a couple of weeks.
Well, it was going to be about 50 doses.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's a lot
Damn,
of pussy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking good.
I think I might switch places with Bartles.
No, you're too late.
It was about so it's going to be 50
what if,
doses.
Or what if we take 25 each and then none of us die?
No.
Come on.
So that's like a year.
A year?
What, yeah.
You want to go fuck once a week?
I mean, if I can extend it that long, yeah, why not? The fuck? All right.
You only fuck once a week.
Or imagine if you know the number, right? You got 50.
You got 50.
And then you get to 49, and then it's like, fuck you, Jericho.
Well, it depends. Okay, so let's say if you can only do once a week, that way, like in a year, you would die basically, right? Uh-huh. If that's the pace, you would die in a year.
Okay.
But if it's available to you.
Fuck. Like she's there, spread eagle.
Yeah, and she calls you every night, bro.
God damn it.
She fucking calls you and talks to you all sweet and shit.
I'm dying in 3 hours.
And she, with that Cuban accent, right?
Oh my God.
But, and if you have sex with her once a day, every day, it would only be 13 times and you're gone.
Fuck.
Damn.
What would you do? Would you do it every day, or would you try to extend it into a year?
Okay, so hear me out.
He said, we're going to make this work.
We're going to extend this as far as we can.
Wow.
But not be so, not spread it out so much. So if I eat the pussy.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
That does nothing, no. You have to have sex with it.
All right. Okay. Damn. All right. Look at Victoria. He's so upset.
Damn. Now he's going to live forever.
So he'll only eat pussy?
No.
No, you're going to dip in there.
He has to, bro.
Yeah.
You're going to be too horny not to dip in.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way.
Like, what if it's just a tip?
No, that counts, bro.
Yeah, once you break the plane, you gotta go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you never go in just a tip anyway.
No. Girls that say that didn't count, it counts.
It counts, girl.
It fucking counts.
Hell yeah, it counts.
He's like, that's all I got.
Oh, shit.
See, I was being nice to you, bro.
That was
pretty excellent, man.
I'm a fucking good
I appreciate
dude.
It. Thank you so much.
I know. Thank you.
You know what?
Welcome.
I retract my rant.
Thank you.
Yeah. I would gladly die for either one of you. It has to be her, though.
Yeah.
All right.
See? I'm a good friend.
That was. You know who had. Shomar had the fucked up one. I think he was going to bury you.
What
and
the
something
fuck?
Else. And then he's like, yeah, and then we would keep him around just because he's my friend.
Oh, that's right. He did
and then
say
that's
that.
When we said that he would have to keep you like a weekend at Bernie's kind
what
of thing.
Shit. Yeah, he said that, yeah. Damn.
But he loves you, though, man. That's the thing.
I'm not a cute.
Hey, this is Sebastian Satina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Fellas, I have a public service announcement to give you guys.
What's up, man?
Let's just think about your home.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a fire extinguisher somewhere where you can grab it?
I do.
Oh, that's fucking awesome, bro.
However, it is empty.
No, don't do that.
What?
No.
It is.
Oh, man.
I know. I need to get it refilled. Actually, I need
you can get it refilled? I didn't know that.
Yeah, bitch, at the fire station.
At the fire station?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I've always just bought, like,
bought.
Dang, that, yeah, that's like really like botten.
I don't remember botten in botten.
I didn't sleep with my English professor.
I almost did. I almost did.
That reminded me of Benjamin Button.
Yeah, no, and I just bought like new ones and stuff because then they say they expire too. It's not good to have them for a long time.
Well, that's why you go and you get it refilled and they fucking renew.
Dude, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. I think it depends on the type of furniture you have though.
Don't get rid of the old ones. Just keep them around because I had probably a 10-year to 15-year old one.
Uh huh.
And my neighbor's house caught fire.
Okay.
I just heard a lady screaming or whatever.
Fire!
No, not fire.
Oh my God.
And it's on my Ring camera. She was the coolest cat I've ever heard with a fucking fire in her house. She came out. She was like, hey, call 911 to telling the neighbor, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, the house is on fire. Just like that. Just like nothing. And she's like, yeah. I don't know where she is. She's not like, here.
I'm going to the store.
Yeah. Because she's a little bit disabled.
Okay.
She has a broken wrist. And she has a lot of like back issues and stuff. She's like, she couldn't put it out.
Oh,
she couldn't put out the fire.
I thought he meant when he said disabled that she was like Down syndrome.
No. But she was the coolest.
She didn't get it.
But she doesn't think straight.
No. Coolest character when it comes to like her house is on fire. Right? Uh-huh. And when I heard like screaming, I grabbed my gun and I went to the door, thinking that there was a problem. And instead, as soon as I got to the door, I was putting on my shoes. I heard fire. I was like, ah, shit.
So I don't mind if I do.
My bullets do nothing to this fire.
No, so I ran back to the kitchen. I grabbed the fire extinguisher and one of those blankets that you're supposed to like douse a fire with.
Uh-huh.
And I ran to their house.
You had that too?
I had that too. I bought it just to have it.
I keep seeing that online.
You know what?
And I say, I'm going to buy it. And I haven't bought it yet.
Like I said a long time ago, if the apocalypse ever fucking ever comes to fruition,
you gotta come here.
I'm coming here. Fuck that shit. Because this motherfucker's ready.
Yeah, you can cover the zombie with one of those blankets and shit.
Man, and I've had that fire extinguisher for like 15 years now. So I'm like, this shit doesn't work, right? But I grabbed it anyway, and I grabbed the fucking little blanket, and I ran over there. And I got in there. Dude, you couldn't see shit. It was like all black smoke in the living room, in the kitchen. And all I see is the flames. So I'm just
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. So yeah. I'm just shooting the fucking.
You fucking
fire extinguisher.
Ran in there?
I ran in there and fucking. Fuck. All I held my breath.
Back. Was it back draft?
No. And
hey, did you tap the doorknob?
No, I didn't tap the doorknob. You know, I didn't even think about that. And then I started like spraying everything.
You were aim, sweep.
I read the instructions. Yeah.
Pull, aim, shoot, and sweep.
That's what it is. It's pass. You got to pass.
Yeah, and I just put everything that was on fire, which was like all over the place. And
holy
then
shit.
The microwave was on, and then it doused that. And I ran out, right? Holding my breath, I ran out. And then there was this man that out of nowhere, nobody even knew who the fuck he was. He was like a guardian angel or some shit.
Uh-huh.
He was still inside opening windows and shit. And I was like, hey, man, get the fuck out, dude. Like, because the smoke was strong.
Yeah.
He was over there opening windows and shit. And
was he special too, or?
No. He was special, but not in that way.
He had that retard strength too,
come
probably.
On,
this was all punching the windows out.
I'm surprised
he
didn't
do that. He's like, you know, you can just open it, right?
I'm surprised he didn't do that because he opened a window.
He's like, there's no time.
There's no time.
You gotta punch the shit out of the fucking glass.
It's like,
you're laughing, but I did see him take down the fucking the screen.
Yeah,
like just take it. Like if it was gonna be in the way, he took the screen down, dude.
Shit.
And I was like, why is he taking the screen down? Like it doesn't like. The smoke will go out through the screen, but this motherfucker just took down the screen.
No, it slows it down.
Anyway, he opened all the windows, all like whatever, and then I went and then, you know, we went outside. And I was like, "Oh shit, man. All right, well, has anyone called 911?" No one had called 911. I was like, "God damn it, man. Call 911." They finally call 911. And the girl that lives across the street was asking for the address. I'm like, bitch, give them your address.
Stupid. Right. They're going to see where the fire's at.
Right. They'll figure it out.
That's fucking.
But they're going to come to my house.
Pendeja. They're going to.
Doesn't matter.
And then I'm going to have water damage.
Stupid.
Oh, my God. Man.
So we went around the back, and then we started seeing smoke still kind of billowing out a little bit. I'm like, that's old smoke, right? I'm like, nah, that's a lot. So I
what was the message?
Help!
I'm fire. That's what it said. And I went back inside, and it was still kind of thick. And I see a tiny bit of like fire inside the microwave, but like you couldn't get to it. You couldn't douse because it was inside the circuits or whatever.
Shit.
I was like, ah, fuck. So I was trying to open it. I was like, I can't fucking open it. Let me just open the door in the back. That way I can at least, if the smoke gets too strong, I could just run out, right?
So at that point, you weren't like inhaling all that shit? Like,
yeah, you were inhaling it, but I was holding my breath, and then I was running back out, right?
Gotcha.
And then I'm like, hey, you got keys? And she's like, yeah, they're right there. And I grabbed the keys, and I went to the back. The keys didn't open the back door because there were different keys.
Why don't you just break the window?
Come on. So it didn't open the door, right? So I kind of went around. And said, all right, it's not opening the door. And I was looking around for something, maybe like to grab like a hose to like shoot it from the outside. And this man, this fucking guardian angel.
Yeah.
Somehow gets the fucking door open. I don't know how.
What?
No one knows who this man was.
Does he live there?
He does not live there. I've never seen this
the
man.
Lady's husband.
He's like, motherfucker, I'm the guardian angel. This is my fucking house.
I fucking live here.
He's the Sancho.
Oh,
I did fucking plot twist.
And he only has the key plot to the twist. Back plot door.
Twist. Plot twist.
He only has the key to the back door so the daughter won't know.
Mm. Oh, there it is. You solved the fucking mystery, bro.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, anyway.
Hey, so you were literally Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yes, exactly.
Holy shit, you saved her, Jerky.
No, man, she's not a hoe, man. Come on.
Wait, and how did you use your blanket, though?
I didn't use a blanket because at the
he tried to put it over the guardian angel.
Gotcha, bitch.
He's like, Jerick is like, I'm supposed to be the only guardian angel here.
Guardian angel.
I put it around him. You deserve this, man.
Dude, that is fucking nuts.
Yeah, dude. And so, like, finally, they opened the back door, and I'm like, I couldn't open the door to fucking get into the microwave, so I grabbed the rake, and I tried to open it. Good thing is, one of my friends that was one of my neighbors, he's also a friend of mine, he stops, and he's like, hey, hold on. Don't fucking spray that shit with water. Let me turn off the power. I was like, dude, you're fucking smart. So he turns off the power. His buddy turns off the gas. And I was like, I would have never thought of that shit.
Oh, that's true.
Especially not in the moment, man.
Yeah. So he did that. And then that's when we hear the fucking fire department.
I mean, it would have served you right to get involved in some shit that wasn't even your problem. Mm.
What?
Fucking
what the fuck?
For not minding your own business.
No, you got to help your neighbors, man.
Hey, Both of you guys were like, what?
No, you wouldn't help your neighbors if they had a problem like that?
He's like, probably not.
Oh, man. But, yeah, no, have a fire extinguisher, man. Just I
15 years and it still works.
And it still works. So I have one inside and one in the garage. So I was like, you know what? Might as well have one in every room just in case I can't get to it.
I'll just borrow one of yours, bro.
Come on.
He said, I'll be back.
All right. Hey, I know where there's a fire signature. Give me 3 minutes.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Oh, man. All right, fellas. Talking about neighbors, man.
Yeah, fucking neighbor.
I have a neighbor that allows me to get as many avocados as I want as long as I don't climb the tree and cause one of those
home, what do you call those, home insurance problems?
Oh, yeah, because if you fall off, then that's the fucking, you know, general liability right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So, but he says, like, hey, as long as you don't climb the tree, you can get as many avocados as you want.
I mean, that's pretty normal.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And these avocados are fucking delicious, bro.
I know. I saw them. I'm going to take a couple.
Oh, no, please don't.
What the fuck?
He's like, I can't reach anymore. that's all he could
no,
reach.
No, I'm going to take two.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thank you.
The one that looks like nuts, take those.
I'm going to take them.
Awesome.
They still taste good?
No, but I feel as if they're like some neighbors don't like people taking fruit off of their trees. And I've noticed one time there was a neighbor that followed these kids in his car. He fucking chased them down and grabbed one by the shirt they took a pomegranate from their front yard.
What?
And they have no gate. And the pomegranate tree is probably maybe 12 feet from the street, from the curb.
Oh, from the sidewalk.
It's like fucking right there.
From the sidewalk, yeah. And the kid goes up on his way home from school, grabs a pomegranate, and he starts peeling it as if he's going to eat it. And this man didn't fucking like it, and he fucking chases him down and you know, tells him don't do that. Don't ever do that again. And I had to tell him, like, hey, man, leave him alone. Like, what's, you know, like, after I found, because I thought maybe this kid probably threw something at his house or something. And I was like, that's none of my business. But still, I wanted to make sure, like, that this kid didn't get hurt by this crazy ass.
So the guy grabbed him?
He grabbed him by the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he stole something from him.
Oh, shit.
But he didn't. And then
he looked at you crying. He stole my pomegranate. One of my 50 on my tree.
But you know, I was like, come on, leave him alone, man. He just grabbed one, right? But what do you think? Like, let's say you have like trees, like orange trees. Like, would you mind if somebody grabbed an orange off of your tree?
No, because I can only eat so many fucking trees. I can only eat so many fucking oranges,
right?
So, you know, sure, if it's there and it's accessible, mm-hmm. and you're not climbing the fucking tree, mm-hmm. fucking grab the oranges, take them.
What if they have one of those pickers, one of those like sticks that have like little baskets?
I think if they're filling up baskets and bags,
oh no,
I
not
think
baskets, not baskets. Yeah,
I think that's a little much.
I know,
right.
I'm like, if they're taking like one, two, maybe whatever, three, or just kind of in passing, just like, oh, I'll take one.
Don't fucking fill up bags and start selling them on the side of the fucking road.
I know, right?
Freshly picked. From Orange Estate.
Man. No, I have neighbors that put out baskets in their front yard saying free.
Oh, okay.
And they leave bags just for you to take them and stuff.
Oh, shit.
That's kind of cool, nice of them. Man. Like lemons and oranges and stuff.
And how come you never mentioned this before? Come on. You know, I like lemons. I make salsa and ceviche where I need lemons.
You
can and
pick up some free stuff.
You know, I want to fucking marinate my fucking meat, so oranges will fucking be fantastic, bro.
Okay, come on, like stop talking about your personal stuff. Stop marinating your meat.
But doesn't that burn?
Well, I mean, it depends on the orange. A navel orange doesn't burn as much.
But no, you mean carne asada?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I thought. See, when you said marinate my meat, that meant
like okay.
That meant like, hey, I know that Artemis is not here.
You guys are so gay.
Come on,
so gay.
No, who you want to know is the next door neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Dude, he says like grab as many limes as you want. He has tons. He comes with a fucking bag, like two bags a season.
The fuck.
Fuck, so many fucking limes. They all go bad, man. There's no way I can eat that many limes.
Right. And
again, when have you ever told us about this abundance of limes?
I'll tell you next season. How's that?
Next season. Aren't they a season now?
I don't know. Yes, it came over with some limes.
Yeah.
But at first I thought it was like some kind of like, I don't know, like a peace treaty of some kind. Because there was many neighbors that have come with different fruits. And different neighbors have come with limes and stuff like that.
And they'll come to your doorstep and bring you stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, here you go, sir. What do you have to offer in return?
I know, right? They heard about you, Jericho. They probably want you to start letting them borrow some money like the fucking beer guy.
Oh, yeah. He came today.
He did?
He did.
Oh, shit.
And since I didn't have money in the drawer, I thought he had returned the money.
Oh, okay.
So I went into my Ring camera
to see the transactions.
This motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker's like, crazy.
I don't think he paid me back.
Hey.
So in the moment that he's standing out there,
I'm like,
you went on your phone. No. Let me backtrack.
No. Not the moment. Afterwards. I spent 20 minutes looking at my Ring phone camera or whatever to see if he returned the money, and he did. So he's good.
No, that's funny.
Fuck.
What? I mean, I'm not a fucking endless pocket, man.
You're horrible.
I'm just saying.
You're horrible.
It's a loan. It's not a gift.
And it's like $5, right?
It's $5. That's all it is.
$5.
Hey, man, I spent the entirety of Monday during the fucking Dodger game, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I was outside smoking my cigar, drinking a beer. Well, actually, I wasn't drinking a beer. I was just smoking my cigar, watching the Dodger game on my phone.
Uh-huh.
And
why didn't you put a TV out there, by the way?
That was in my front yard. I should. Well,
why didn't you
in
put
my
a
backyard?
TV out there, by the way?
Not in my front yard. Front yard.
He was stealing, bro.
I was in my front yard. So he rolls up.
Uh-huh.
And he starts talking to me or whatever. And I was like, hey, man. He says, oh, I'm on my way to get a beer. Yeah, but my legs don't work anymore. I'm tired. And I was like, nah, don't just sit down, man. I'll get you a beer. And we're drinking, hanging out. And he was talking about the times where he was getting his coffee. Like at, I think it was 9 in the morning or something. And he sees one of the young ladies, which is his next door neighbor, through the window.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And on top of her boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Cowboy style.
Oh, nice.
And
is she cute?
And yes, she is. And
oh, nice.
She is.
Double nice.
Going to town, bro.
Okay.
Just, she said, like, he said, I don't know how that thing didn't break off.
Oh, wow.
That she was being rough with him, you
know?
Damn. Yeah.
And he was just enjoying that shit, drinking his coffee, looking at them fuck. And, like.
Wait. He can see through their window in their house?
Yeah.
Oh, in their plate? In oh, their, no shit.
Yeah, because he's the next door neighbor. So
okay.
He can see right into their bedroom.
Wow.
And that he said that happened multiple times. And the last time it happened, it was at night.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing the same thing, getting his coffee, looking out of his kitchen window.
It's time for the show. The show's about
it's
to
about,
start.
It's about that time.
And again, the same thing. She was on top. Apparently, she likes cowboy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
You know, cowgirl stuff.
All right, all right.
And she was on top of him. And then this time, he forgot that he left the light on in his in the kitchen. But the thing is, they had their light on in their room.
Yeah. So
with the window open.
Oh, fuck.
So you can hear everything.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, the curtains open, everything, and mm-hmm. he's out there just watching, drinking his coffee, watching. And apparently, he looks over, the guy that was, you know, on the bottom, looks over a little bit, and he sees the old man staring back at him, and he fucking tells the girl, and he pushes her off of him, and the girl fucking flies off.
Oh, no.
And then they close the window, and the old man said, damn, show's over.
Yeah. Dude, that eye contact, that's how you know it's fucking done, man.
He said, I didn't move. He was like, man, fuck it. It caught me.
You know what? You know what works for the old man, though? Mm. He could have said, you know, my eyesight ain't that good.
He's like, don't worry. He's like, you guys were blurry as fuck.
I couldn't see shit. I was just looking out the window because there was a little bit of light coming in. Oh,
man, yeah. But he says that homeboy came out like in the following week.
Mm-hmm.
He sees him outside and he confronts him and like, what the fuck were you looking at? He's like, well, you were over there. Fucking, I don't know. He didn't give a fuck.
He fucked up.
Yeah. So
damn,
he told him he
ruined a good thing.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, you've been doing this shit for months.
Yes.
I thought you were doing it for me.
That's funny.
And he says, like, I seen them all fuck. Like, I seen the mom fuck, the sister fuck, her fuck. Yeah, they're all fucking.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so
what kind of house is this?
So apparently they have a smush room in that house because that's the same room he keeps seeing everybody fucking.
Oh, shit. That's a trip, man.
That's a cool old man, man. I wish we can bring him on the podcast so he can talk to us.
So he speaks English, too?
No.
Oh, it's all Spanish.
So how do you communicate with him?
Spanish.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah. You speak Spanish?
You speak all Spanish?
Yeah.
Oh, man, right now that I was saying the whole eye contact thing, I went to Sam's Club and I ordered a hot dog combo. And so then you go, you order, and then you go to the side so they can give you your stuff. And he's like,
one in your mouth, one in your ass.
Yeah. No, shut up, bitch. No, and so they gave me my cup, and then the guy looks at me, and he's like, oh, let me grab your hot dog. And we made eye contact. Like, and he, and I was just like, fuck, fucking awkward, right? And he caught it too. The guy caught it too, and he's like, and he just turned around all quick.
Hey, I have a show you might like. It's called Ask the Fellas.
That's true. All right. That's true. Let me grab your hot dog. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, man.
Why did you say, let me grab your order? Goddamn. Dude, going back to the fucking fruit.
That's
fucking
right. Oh, yeah. The guy that was at Sam's Club, right?
Yeah.
That fruit.
The fruit from Sam's Club. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Going back to the fruit trees.
The fruit trees. Yes, of course.
You know, we should be a society where everyone should be growing something, mm-hmm. and you should be able to come together and fucking give each other what you've grown.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Obviously,
why can't we do that?
Yeah. What would you call that?
A flea market.
Oh, that'd be nice, right?
But it's all free because you're just switching, you're just swapping.
So instead of a utopia, it would be like a fruitopia.
Oh, man. Because they already do fruitopia. The little boxes that are like free books. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen those.
The little libraries.
Yeah. The loner little libraries. Yeah, you bring it back or whatever.
And people use them. Yeah. I've noticed books going and coming back and stuff like that. That's fucking awesome, right? So why not have like baskets of fruit? Everybody does it like every Saturday or something. And they put out
that's too much, bro.
Oh, okay. Every other Saturday?
That's too much of a commitment.
Yeah. I got shit to do.
I'll do it when I do it.
Every second Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good start.
You know, they put out their fruit and neighbors go by and they grab the fruit that they need.
Right.
Not the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, this isn't fucking Halloween. Exactly. Take one, right? Exactly. And then you take the whole basket. No, you just take what you need. If I want 5 oranges, I'm just going to take 5 oranges.
That would be amazing.
It would.
You know, I have the other day, I was driving to my sister's house, and on the corner, there's an Asian family that grow dragon fruit.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
And the dragon fruit, it's kind of going back to your original story about how the kid took the pomegranate and, you know, just took it off his front yard. Well, this dragon fruit is growing out on the other side of their fence.
Oh.
So it's in the public area.
Yeah.
So I was driving, and I looked, and I was like, holy shit. Dragon fruit, and there was like 4 nice fucking big old dragon fruits. These fucking motherfuckers were huge
on the sidewalk side.
No, on the sidewalk side.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers were so big. You would pay like probably like 15 to 20 bucks for each one of those.
Oh, way.
So I took 4 of those motherfuckers.
Nice.
You know, I took.
How did you reach them?
Fuck you, bitch. They were at a level that was reachable by a person of my stature. So I didn't want to be greedy, but there were like 10 of them.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, I'm just going to take 10. I mean, 4. 4. 4. But I wanted to take all of them.
Yeah.
But I only took 4 because my daughter loves them. I fucking love them. And when I was going to my sister, so I left 2 at her house, and I took 2 back home. And I was like, you know what?
I'm going to go back.
The next day.
No!
The next day, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back and grab the others.
All right.
So as I drive up, now I'm fucking seeing that these fucking people, they put plastic bags over them.
Oh, they bagged them for you. That was nice.
You know what? I didn't think about it that way.
I didn't either.
Oh, my God.
I didn't either. I was thinking more like, these motherfuckers put bags over them so that I can fucking... So it can fuck with my mind that now they've claimed them.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfuckers. And it fucked with me so much that I didn't fucking take them.
Oh shit. Man.
Yeah. I didn't fucking take them. I was like, they were there for the picking. Fucking 6 fucking bags. And I knew they were fucking huge and fucking ready to go. But I was like, I didn't stop. Because I was thinking, okay, they bagged them. And then I was thinking, they're fucking looking. They're watching. But after I left, I was like, you know what? I should have fucking taken them.
You should have taken them.
It didn't matter because it's on the public fucking side.
It is.
And it's there for the taking.
And those other ones were just as big, the ones that were left?
They were fucking ready to go, bro.
And that's
ready to fucking go.
That's the law, right? That if it's on the public side,
you can grab them.
Right.
Right. Like my neighbor, he has an orange tree, and it's right on the property line. Like it doesn't hang over on mine. And I don't know why. Like I just need to go ahead and fucking grab them. But I don't, man. I don't fucking grab it, and I don't really talk to my neighbor. But
what are they? What are they?
They're oranges. Oh, oranges. But they look good, man. They look good, and it's just like I could easily just go bloop and just get it, but I don't do it.
You should, bro.
And then eventually they go bad and they fall. They end up falling on my side anyway, but by that time I can't even eat.
Yeah. Just do it.
Just At the very least, ask them.
Have you ever talked to your neighbor?
I haven't.
What?
Well, it's because he's my neighbor, but on my backyard. He's on another street. The other side. The other street.
Then in that case, it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and just pick it. Huh? Just pick it, bro.
Why don't you just go, drive.
There you go. I was like, this was a walk around. I'm like, I don't want it. Or I might as well just drive to the store.
Just drive around. Ask him, hey, man, you know, I noticed that a lot of your oranges fall to the ground. Can I just? Do you mind if I just pick a couple of them, or a few of them?
That's smart.
Yeah. I can guarantee you, he'll say, "Man, you can come in and grab whatever you want."
Yeah, right. and then grab whatever you want.
And we're back to fruit.
He said, "Let me grab that hot dog for you."
Yeah, sir. I came here for oranges.
Yo, what up, guys? This is Alfred Robles, and you guys are listening to Ask the Fell.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question.
What? We ain't got no listeners?
No, we do, bro. We got a lot of listeners, man.
Man.
We've been growing, man.
I don't believe it.
We're showers, bro. We're showers.
What am I?
No, you're a grower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm a grower, too.
Yeah?
But the show is a shower.
We're
showers now.
Yeah.
So this listener, right, one of the fellas, he was... I don't know why, what he was expecting to find in his girl's phone, but he looked through it, and she had nudes of herself and videos.
Nice.
That she has, and they weren't ever sent to him.
Wait a minute, what?
They just weren't sent to him.
Oh.
And so his question is, should he assume that she's sending them to somebody else?
Yes.
You think so? Because what if he confronts her and she's just like, oh, no, well, you know, I took him for myself.
No.
No?
You don't look at yourself.
Yeah, no. I mean, we're talking about videos, bro.
Yeah, in a video?
I don't know, man. This generation is.
No.
They're like very like vain, bro.
Okay, let me ask you this. I know you're not of this generation, but you keep up with the lingo. You keep up with the culture.
A little bit.
Video record yourself.
You're old as fuck.
I am.
What would you say?
Record?
Even videotape.
I was going to say videotape, but that changed it the last second.
Would you VHS yourself?
Would you Betamax?
Betamax.
Yourself. In a predicament. You know, like masturbating. Let's just say.
I wouldn't.
Playing with yourself.
I wouldn't.
Grabbing your junk. Any of that.
Yeah, I'm just not part of that generation, bro.
To not send it to your girl, would you do that? I know you wouldn't. To start, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it in the first place.
Well, even
if
I was like, I guess part of the generation, I don't see what you would get out of that, right? Like watching yourself, like jack off or something. Like, you know, that would be fucking weird.
Well, maybe you're doing it for your technique. Maybe like
your stroke technique.
I don't know, man. People are weird.
I don't know. Bartless is a little younger. I think. True.
So, you should have asked me the question.
I know, right? Because we're over here fucking talking about camcorders and fucking over the shoulder. Like,
I was going to set up lights and shit, man. Right?
Gotta get the lighting good, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro.
So, I haven't done it in years, you know, since I was like, what, 25 or whatever.
Like 10 years ago.
Yeah. It was actually, you know what? It was an everyday thing between 25 and 30.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
You would record yourself.
Yeah, I would record myself. No, actually, I am. Yes and no. I would also recycle shit.
Oh, so you'd have it just like chambered so you can just send it out.
Yeah, just recycle and fucking just send that shit out and see how many hits I would get.
Yep. Wait, hits? Wait, wait.
Where would you post this? Oh, no. You'd send them directly to women.
Yeah, it was, you know, DMing to women and whatnot, blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
But I haven't done that in years. But, you know, it's something that you do, and it either works or it doesn't work.
But you recorded it for a purpose, to send it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm like.
Oh, so she did it for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't just be sitting there just ready to send out. You would actually have a plan for it.
Right.
And we're talking about multiple videos that this man found on his girl's phone.
Right. You're thinking, you know what? When this is going to be public one day. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to record it, have it there, and if I can send it out in a couple of days. So I know she sent that shit out to somebody.
She had to send it out, bro. And I bet you it was old videos, old pictures. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, that part I didn't ask, but
do you know? And not
do
you.
Do you know?
Well, yeah. But not you, green bubble people. Uh-huh. Only the blue bubble people, which is the iPhone people. Mm. Do you know that you can go into your pictures in your photo app and just put the word bra or brassiere, but bra, just bra,
and it'll pull it up,
and it'll pull up every picture of any girl wearing either bras or like crop tops or anything that resembles some cleavage.
Right.
But the bra has to be in your photo?
Photo gallery.
Oh, okay. My photo gallery. So if I put a bra in my photo gallery, it brings up all the pictures of the girls that I have in there that have, you know, that you can kind of resembles like a bra.
Really?
It's fucking awesome, bro.
That's weird.
No, it's not. It's fucking amazing. So.
Show me.
I know, right? It's like, wait, Jericho, that's you.
I know. Why are you wearing a bra?
It wasn't a real bra. I had a tan of a bra.
It was a bro.
It was a bro. Yeah, but no, I agree. At first I was like, oh, maybe she was just kind of keeping it for herself, but no.
Hell nah.
That sounds like bullshit.
You know what? Unless the video is from like years ago, where before they got together, and it was just
okay.
Still there.
That's different.
You know, that's a little bit different.
That's
right?
A little bit different.
So I would give her the benefit of the doubt if that.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
if they're that old. Okay.
Yeah, if that's the case.
But it doesn't sound like that's the case.
Right. Yeah, like it was more recent.
More like exactly.
So I wonder, like going back to like my search, you know, instead of bra, you put nudes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wonder if it would bring up all the nudes, or titties.
You type in titties.
You type in titties, and all the titties come out. Do a search. Guys, do this. Grab your woman's phone. And in the search bar.
Put penis.
No, not penis. Oh, shit. I guess so.
That'd be even worse. I mean,
because you don't want to see titties.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
What I'm saying is, you want to see how many penises she's looking at.
Oh, okay. Right? I thought you wanted to see the penises. But yes, you're right. Yes. Yeah. Hit that and see what happens.
Yeah, so he should definitely confront her about it then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to be hard because she is not going to own up to it.
Right.
No.
She's going to say like, oh, no, that was I was just seeing how I look. And maybe even then, she's probably going to say, I want to keep this for when I'm old to remind myself how hot I was. Right. In my youth.
How much of a squirter I was.
I wanted to prove to everyone that I could squirt.
Yeah. But see, but then she might turn it around on him too and be like, well, why the fuck are you looking through my phone?
Well, if she does that, then she's hiding some shit. Mm-hmm. That means that there's no trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, I think this is funny business. Sure.
I think so.
Man. Have we all been there?
Mm, no.
No.
Then why are we so sad?
we're sad for him.
I know, right? Because like,
you know,
oh man.
You know what? I should have told him to send us the videos and pictures for
just so we can analyze.
Right. For fucking science.
Yeah, because I feel this is the end of a relationship.
I think it is, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah. I say you dump her, bro.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with Mick. That relationship is not going anywhere. If she's keeping these pictures in her phone, either she's sending them to someone already or she's ready to send them to someone.
Right. Fuck a couple more times.
And then he's through with it. There's nothing else to do with it.
Then you pass it to the homie and now you hit it. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to him.
All All right. Fellas, man. It's time to get out of here.
Already?
I'm tired, man.
Tired of what?
I've been drinking all day. Well, not really. I went to homie's Billy's house to go fucking have a couple of drinks.
Before you came here?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Watching the game.
Yeah, I was watching the game.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
And then I was telling him, dude, I have to leave to go record this goddamn show.
No wonder you showed up all buzzed and shit.
And late.
Hey, is Billy joining us for the Big Red Bus listener?
No, his bitch ass ain't going.
What is wrong with him, man?
Man, you know, he'll tell us what the other day.
We got 5 seats left. For anyone that's interested,
damn,
we have a listener party coming up on November 2nd. We're having the Big Red Bus. It's going to be a fucking crazy-ass listener party. It's going to be a good time. So tickets are selling out. Hit us up for any ticket information, DMs. Our phone number is 323-795-8103 for ticket information and payment.
5 seats left out of 50.
Out of 50.
Damn.
Man, it'll be a good time.
Good time, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
good With time. That said, zip it up, zip it down, bitches. I mean, motherfuckers.
Oh, man, good fucking show, guys, man. Funny show. You know, I was going to say, Jericho, I'm noticing that fire blanket is right there right on the floor. Wait, did fire just happen?
No, it happened yesterday or the day before.
So Jericho was talking about the fire blanket that he just got today.
No, I didn't get it today. No, I put it down because I came back to work I put it out. And you know what was crazy? I still smell like smoke. And I was like, I'll just take a shower. Like, and I was wondering because I had just washed my hair that same morning. I was like, I don't want to wash my hair. So I ran some fucking toilet paper on my head, and it was black soot.
Oh,
it was all black soot. So
and you were like, I'm gonna wash my hair.
Yeah. Question for you, Jerky. Did you go over there shirt on or shirt off?
I had a shirt on, my man.
Pants or Daisy Duke?
No, I had shorts on, though. I had shorts.
He has shorts on.
Oh,
but
man.
You know what? They were red, so I was ready for a fire.
Oh,
you know
shit.
What I'm saying?
Look at that. Oh, man. Good shit, Jerky, man. Way to change the world.
Save a life.
That poor lady and her Sancho, man. Fuck. Yeah, so, man, I don't have anything else to say, man. But with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to talk about a few shows that are related.
What? I have a movie that I need to
Okay, great. Yeah, you can go
tell
ahead.
Tell people to watch.
Let us know what
After
it is.
You, bro.
After me?
After you.
Okay, all right. So, first off, there's a show by the name of Monsters that is on Netflix. And it's about the Lyle Menendez murders.
Oh,
sorry, not the Menendez
brothers.
The Menendez brothers murders that they killed their parents, right? Mm-hmm. And that's not a spoiler alert because this happened in 1989. And I haven't even started that series yet, but I have started one that was Menendez and Menudo. That's on Peacock.
What the fuck?
And that one is awesome. So far, anyway.
Menendez and Menudo?
Yes, they're related.
They're connected?
They're connected in some way. So one of the Menudo guys, I've only seen the first episode, and I'm gonna tell you how good this is. I watched 30 minutes of the first episode.
Damn. Oh wow!
And I fell asleep. It's not a judgment on the show because I was really tired. It was a late night.
Yeah. Okay.
But I do want to finish that episode because there was just so much coming out of it, and they were trying to connect the dots of how these kids were being abused in Menudo, in Puerto Rico, but when they came to America. The abuse continued with Mr. Jose Menendez, which was the dad of the Menendez brothers.
Oh, fuck.
So
that's what they're talking about, possible fucking parole for the fucking Menendez brothers.
Right, because now it doesn't, somehow the murder isn't first degree murder.
Right.
It turns into manslaughter, which they would only get 22 years rather than the 30 years that they got or something like that. Or life or whatever they got.
Life, I think life.
So it's pretty awesome. At first, I was talking shit about Mrs. Kim Kardashian because she wants to get these guys released. I was like, this fucking bitch. Already, she thinks she's fucking relevant. But she's probably right. So I'll take my words back
Apparently
on Kim Kardashian.
Apparently, she's kind of a good attorney.
Really?
Yes, I heard. Yeah. I heard she got her degree.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I heard she got her JD.
Well, but I think she also passed the bar.
She did?
You're not an attorney until you pass the bar.
Oh, she hasn't passed the bar.
No, you're not an attorney until you pass the bar.
So she passed the bar.
But she's an I think she's the attorney.
Oh, she passed the bar.
Yeah.
Oh,
so apparently
shit.
She's not just good at sucking dick. She's good at taking tests.
Right. So, yeah, take a look at that. It's a pretty captivating episode of Menudo, or Menendez and Menudo. And hopefully you get to see the other part, which is Monsters, which they interview the Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's an old murder, but, I mean, if you're our age, not you. Barlow's
I read about it in the history book.
Right. Stupid. it's an interesting watch, man. So check that out.
And the movie I want to talk to you guys about, I saw it this weekend. It's called The Substance.
Oh, The Substance.
With Demi Moore and this other, like, you know, attractive, younger white chick. She was in The Maid and other movies. It's a pretty fucking crazy movie. There's a lot of nudity in it.
Ooh,
like,
wee.
Demi Moore is naked in it,
but she's like 60.
She didn't look too bad.
Oh, okay.
What?
The other girl's naked in it, and there's like these parts in the movie where they're, you know, like sexy shit happening. So, you know, it's don't take your girlfriend if she's jealous, or don't take your wife if she's a jealous type of chick, because she's not gonna like it.
Wow.
But it's a good movie. The last 20 minutes of it. It's fucking crazy.
Whoa.
Crazy, 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 crazy. I'm not gonna tell you why or how, but it gets fucking crazy. It's still in the theaters now. Go watch that shit. It has about 80% or 85% Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So
nice.
People are liking it.
Nice. Awesome. Well, that's a good review.
Yeah.
The Substance. The Substance.
With that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars if it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Esta fela. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. Pinche podcast, hasta fellas. poco disculpas. No tienen pelos en la pinche lengua. Y en un lugar secreto unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast.